Nigerians, boundaries. Those are two things that don't mix up. Those are two things that just don't blend well. Like, if you're a Nigerian, if you lived in Nigeria, whether you're Yoruba, whether you're Hausa, whether you're Igbo, whatever part of your of Nigeria you come from, you know for a fact boundaries and Nigerians don't mix together. We are a cesspool of boundary violating people. Anyway, welcome to the Volatile Times with Daniel podcast, and don't go anywhere, because for today's episode, you are in for a treat, a massive one. Hello everybody, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, good whatever time of the day you are listening to this. Thank you very much for tuning in to today's episode. If you are a first timer, welcome to the Volatile community. Like, oh my god, I am so happy you are here, and I might be a little bit high because this is the second glass of red wine that I'm taking, and it is after 2 in the night and I barely ate anything throughout the entire day, so yeah. So that's a little bit of it, but don't worry, I actually have high tolerance. Anyway, if you're new, welcome. If you're an old member, maybe you've listened to 2 episodes already, maybe you are subscribed on any of the platforms that you're listening to this, thank you so much for sticking with me and not giving up on me. Like, I know there's sometimes a little bit of inconsistency in how I deliver, but we grow, we move, hallelujah, yeah, amen, don't leave me. Anyway, today, as the topic says, I'm going to be talking about your boundaries, the boundaries you have, or the boundaries that you probably don't know you have, and the way people violate them. You understand? And like I said in the intro, Nigeria is a cesspool of boundary violating people. Like, we are not raised to recognize boundaries. We seriously are not raised to recognize boundaries. We are raised to violate them. We are trained up in a way to see that, okay, somebody doesn't like something, and to do that thing exactly, is exactly that thing that we are supposed to do. And I don't understand why, as a people, we actually operate this way. It's very, very, what's the word? Sinister? No, it's not that bad. It's awkward. Let me put it that way. It's awkward. So, yeah, boundaries, like I mentioned in the last episode, the benefit of boundaries, you understand? Like, people can be apprehensive towards creating boundaries in their relationships, whether it's friendship, whether it is romantic relationships, even if it is, you know, parent to child relationship, which, yeah, if you're a parent listening to this, establish boundaries between you and your child. No matter how open-minded your child is, your teenager is, establish clear-cut boundaries and teach them how to adhere to them. They are important. They are very, very important. But also, I said in the last episode that the end result of boundaries is to establish a healthy, safe, and well-defined mode of communication and experience in any relationship, whether it's an old relationship or a new relationship. And I spoke about how to create those boundaries. You can check the previous episode for that. But today I'm going to be talking about the types of boundaries there are, or more importantly, the type of boundaries you probably have. You probably don't have all of these boundaries, and you should, but you know, life is, like I read tonight on Twitter from one of my pastors, Pastor Tolulope. He said, life is like a walnut. You just don't know what you get. So that's it. Yeah, that's basically it. So, without further ado, let's do further. Okay, so jumping right into this, there are 5 major types of boundaries. Yeah, 5 major types of boundaries. And the first one is emotional boundaries. And this is the, should I say, the most neglected, the most violated, the most abused boundary. I am literally out of words to describe how much we neglect this particular boundary or how much people violate them. You know, emotional boundaries is basically to safeguard your emotions, right? And there's something in psychology that they teach. They say, based on your family experiences and upbringing will determine how you respond to things emotionally. So maybe you need to, you know, check your childhood. That's the reason why, you know, you see in movies a lot, they're always talking about their childhood. It's because it's actually very, very important. The childhood forms the basis of things, right? But that's by the way. So emotional boundaries, how exactly do people violate emotional boundaries? Take for instance now, let's say you have friends that are emotional roller coasters. You know, you have friends that are always in their feelings, they are always moody, and you know, they are basically just all over the place with their emotions. And you being their friend, you are the first place that they come to dump all those emotions. You understand? And usually when people do that, they are not, you know, putting your own mental sanity into mind. And you know, you want to create a boundary to that, you understand? You want to be less available to be the emotional dumpster that, you know, a friend can make you to be. You know, it's, and besides friends, you know, it's also, you know, family members, you understand? Family members do something, you have to create a boundary between your emotions and some actions that family members take. Because if there's anything that is common in the entirety of the world, even in Nigeria, it's that family is annoying. They are great, family are great people, but at the same time, they are one of the most annoying people on earth. Like sometimes family members can be downright assholes. That's it. So you need, you know, you have said, okay, I don't like this, I don't want this, you understand? But in the end, it's all those people that are close to you that will come and, you know, just violate your boundaries. And, you know, you end up feeling cheated, you end up feeling abused, you understand, and all those kind of things. So you want to create a boundary, or rather you want to maintain that boundary even stronger, you understand? Second type of boundary that, you know, people have and also get violated is material. I would say material boundary is the number one type of boundary that many people in Nigeria keep. Like, we keep this thing religiously. A material boundary basically has to do with the things that you own. For instance now, I'm somebody who can lend you a novel I'm reading, you understand? But here's the deal with the novel I'm lending you. Return it back to me the exact same way you collected it. Don't return the novel back to me looking like as if it went through a roller coaster. No, why? No, roller coaster? Okay, take for instance now. When you're in primary school, I don't know if this happened to you in primary school, but it happened to me where, you know, you lend somebody your note, and then by the time you get it, there's oil on top of it, there's rice inside the note, you understand? There's rat shit inside the note. Ugh, God of mercy. Ah, oh Lord, just remembering it is bringing back a lot of bad memories for me. But, you know, now you have a say as a person in how your things are treated, how they are borrowed, how they are returned, you understand? So don't feel like, okay, because people can make you feel a little bit off, a little bit controlling, a little bit stingy if you don't want to lend out your things as much as people would like you to, or if you are very, very particular about how your things are treated. You know, people will say things like, is it not material things, you understand? All these things, vanity upon vanity. Thank you. Your excuse and complaint is vanity upon vanity. Be responsible. Really, be responsible. We expect people to be responsible. That's why we trust them with our things. But when people are not responsible with the things that you lend to them, it makes you feel like a shitty person, like a stupid person, you understand? Like, you made a bad decision, and you'd be like, why did I make this decision in the first place? Why did I give this thing to this person, you understand? No, you are not the problem. No. Danny, honey, no, you are not the problem. The problem is that people do not respect boundaries. And that is why I said in the previous episode that you need to speak these boundaries, tell people these things, and maintain them studiously, you understand? For being forgiving is nice, but sometimes forgiveness is not what is needed. Strictness is what is needed. So you have a right to say what happens to the things you own and how they are treated, how they are borrowed, how they are returned. The third one, which Some people need to be jailed for some of the things I'm about to say. I'm serious. Some people, some of you need to be jailed for the things I'm about to say, or some of the friends you have need to be jailed for the things I'm about to say. The third type of boundary is the time and energy boundary. You see all those people that you make plans, eh? And then they are always canceling them. 5 years in jail. You see all those people that they are always coming late and they always have an excuse. Ooh, oh my God, they always have an excuse. 10 years in jail or 30 billion naira fine. Because it's downright disrespectful when you don't respect somebody's time. If you call a meeting for 10 a.m., I expect pata pata you'll be there 10:05. I'm generous, 10:10. But that in a way is even accommodating the irresponsibility and the disrespect. You understand? Many people have different type of love languages. One of mine, the top of mine, is quality time. So which means I am much more particular about how I spend my time with people. You understand what we do and everything. So which means if you call me up and say, oh, Daniel, let's hang out, I will look through myself and be like, can I afford to hang out at that particular time? Okay, maybe I'm not free. Can I afford to move things around? So I've done all of that. I've done preparation on my side to make sure I am available for you. You understand? And then on the day that we are supposed to go out, that I've already, do you see the type of person I am? I don't dress up. Sorry. Future wife, if you are listening, eh? If you see me inside your house, it's boxer and one flimsy soft shirt because I love my comfort. I'm in my house. Nobody can come and kill me. Cannot come and like I used to tell people that visit me. See, if you come to my house and you see me wearing boxer and shirt, and especially if you're coming to my house is very, very unannounced, which is another violation of your time and your energy boundary. How can you just show up in somebody's house unannounced? You show up in somebody's DM unannounced. You show up in somebody's video call unannounced. You show up in somebody's call, voice call unannounced. You not show up in somebody's house too unannounced. Please, sorry. Are they following you? Who send you? Who you? Who you be? Where you come from? Who send you? See, all these things are, they should be criminal acts. No, sincerely, they should be criminal acts. I can't see myself going to somebody's place without calling or sending a text message beforehand that I will be coming, and also receiving confirmation that, oh, you can come. If I get into your DM unannounced, I'm going to introduce myself like a sensible person. But many people, especially on Instagram and Messenger, Facebook Messenger, oh Lord. I don't want to talk about Twitter because Twitter is just half of Twitter. Half of Twitter, they are just waiting for rapture, sincerely. Half of Twitter is only waiting for rapture at this point in time. So like, okay, I don't want to flog this too much, but respect people's time. You understand, right? And you yourself, you don't have to say yes to every time somebody calls you and say, let's hang out. You don't have to bear with people's lateness all the time. You have that friend that is constantly late. The next time that they are late, call them, sit them down and tell them you are a piece of shit for being constantly late. If they are a Christian, tell them you are a piece of shit of a believer for being constantly late. The reason is because the Bible teaches promptness. The Bible teaches discipline. The Bible teaches dedication. The Bible teaches respect. All these virtues, all these lessons in morality and conduct that the Bible teaches, you mean not one of them, not one of them about keeping people's boundaries about time and energy fell into your brain? Nah, fam, nah, it's not me and you, not tonight, no, at all, not this episode. But you know, also, there's one other thing that, you know, people don't usually consider when they are setting boundaries, you know, time or energy boundaries. It's favors, doing favors for people. You don't always have to be available to do, or let me put it this way. You don't always have to be the person available to grant a favor, especially if granting that favor will be a greater disadvantage to you You understand, you don't have to be the one. It's okay sometimes to not be able to do things for people. It's okay sometimes to not be able to be there for people. It's fine. It's okay. You are human. You also need people to be there for you. You also need people to, you know, show up for you. But you also need to recognize that people can't always do that for you, and you can't always do that for other people. So sometimes there are some favors that you just should not grant. Not because you can't grant, not because, you know, you don't understand what kind of favor it is, but because sometimes you don't necessarily have to be the person that does them. It's not stinginess, you understand? I don't know how to explain it. Sometimes we just let the Holy Spirit lead us. Mm-hmm. Moving on, number four, mental boundaries. Now, a mental boundary is... Some people mistake mental boundaries for emotional boundaries, and I see where the confusion comes in. But when we talk about mental boundaries, we talk more on things like principles, values, opinions held, you understand? It's okay to have an opinion different from other people. I was speaking to a friend tonight, and seriously, some of the things I and her were discussing are not things that we would feel comfortable speaking out in public way too much. Because many people will look at us and think, oh, are these ones backsliding from the faith? Are this one this and that and that? Meanwhile, these are conversations that we are supposed to be having as a generation in this time. These are things that we are supposed to be acknowledging our problems. But, you know, many people hide their flaws. Many people hide their insecurities and, you know, hide them under the guise of speaking in faith. When speaking in faith is not about hiding insecurities, but acknowledging them and, you know, putting God above those insecurities. So when we talk about mental boundaries, is your principles, you understand? Are you constantly having to let go of your principles? Are you constantly having to violate your principles just to be available, just to be a good friend, just to be a good family member? That is not healthy. That is not moral. That is not virtuous. That is not right. You know, I throw this in with a grain of salt. In fact, grain of salt, okay? A massive bowl of salt. Islamic jihadism and peaceful Muslims. You know, sometimes you always hear things like, why are the peaceful Muslims not speaking out and everything, you understand? Sometimes it's just not their place to speak out sincerely. Sometimes it's not just their place to speak out. Sometimes, you know, even though many of them do not believe in what those guys are doing, even many of them, you know, are constantly in opposition to the acts that, you know, jihadists do, some of them don't speak out for fear, and it goes against their principles, you understand? Now, that's actually quite valid, because when you fear for your life, sometimes... I haven't been in that position in a long time, so I can't even really say right now that I'm going to be very, very virtuous if I am made to, you know, fear for my life or anything, or maybe my life is in danger right now. But here's the thing. Your values and opinions matter. You're allowed to have them. You're allowed to have a different one from your dad, your mom, your brother, your sister, your lover. In fact, in romantic relationships, one thing that people need to keep accepting is the fact that both of you cannot hold the same values concerning everything. Both of you cannot hold the same principles or opinions concerning everything. In fact, having disagreement concerning some subjects actually can promote healthiness in your relationships, whether it's your friendship, parental, or otherwise. And Nigerian parents, one thing, in fact, the greatest violators of this one are Nigerian parents, because Nigerian parents don't even believe that you can have a different opinion from their own. When you express a different opinion from their own, it's like, who are you? Who you? Who sent you? Where you come from? Who trained you? Whose son are you? Whose child are you? That's when you start hearing things like, run to your man to jail. Remember the child you are. Remember the house that you grew up in. Or, you know, kinikon. That's when you start hearing kinikon. You know, children of nowadays. You guys don't even... No, it's not about that. I told my dad something one time. I said, parents need to start realizing that their children will grow up. And they'll grow up to be individuals. And individuals have opinions. Many times they differ from other people's own. So you're allowed to have that, you understand? And when you have to constantly, you know, pocket your opinions, when you have to constantly pocket your principles, do away with your values in order to accommodate other people, it's not healthy. It's a violation of your boundary and your mental sanctity. Yes, your mental sanctity is important. Maintain your values, maintain in the face of adversity, maintain your principles, you understand? Sometimes holding on to principles, especially good ones, you know, let's say tenets of a faith in them, tenets of your faith, for instance, sometimes holding on to the things, you know, teachings and doctrines of your faith at some point might come to clash with the opinions of a friend. And that will create a really, really tense environment, a really, really tense, you know, situation. But here's the thing. It's okay to lose that relationship if it means you keep your faith. I have lost friendships because I decided to still be a true Christian. You know, despite my flaws, I still want to keep with the standards of God. So I have lost friendships because of that. Am I pained? Definitely. Do I regret it? No. Because my faith is more important. So you have to decide for yourself. You have to make that decision for yourself that you take this thing to be important. Your values, your principles are valid. You deserve to have them. You deserve to keep them. You deserve to express them. You deserve to agree to disagree. You deserve to disagree to agree. You deserve all these things. And you deserve to make them known to people, and you deserve to have people adhere to them, as long as you also do the same thing. Capish? Okay. Now the final one, physical boundary. Now COVID-19 is out there, right? Those of you living in Lagos, how far? Because I know for a fact, bus stops. No social distancing. Even here in Ogun State, no social distancing. Let's not lie. It's Nigeria. Social distancing is not in our blood. And with that comes a lot of things that we tend to ignore. Like I said before, Nigeria is a cesspool of boundary violating people. And one of the boundaries that we constantly violate is physical boundaries. Have you ever gone to a Nigerian market? A Nigerian market is a all hands on body center. Sincerely, you can't keep your sanctity. You can't keep if your body is a virgin, trust me, by the time you enter Nigerian market, any Nigerian market, and come out, David is virgin. Your flower has been uprooted. It's over. Game over. Sincerely, game over. But more than this, I would like to focus on the personal aspect of this. In your friendships, co-workers, your pastor, church, house, everything. If you don't like people, for me, I'm somebody who doesn't like being touched. Not that I don't like physical touch. I actually value physical touch. But it just means the way I value physical touch is to the extent that I am not the kind of person who would like you to just casually place your hand on me if I don't really know you. You know, even if I know you a lot, if your body vibration do not vibrate well with mine, Obeni, stand 2 meters away. Thank you very much. My voice is loud. You will hear me from that distance. Mm-hmm. Amen. Moving on. but that's the thing. That's me. For some of you, it is more like you don't like somebody giving you some particular compliments, you understand? And this is where I understand the whole problem with catcalling. Not many people appreciate catcalling. Now, some people do appreciate catcalling. Yes, I have seen it. I have experienced it. In fact, there are some situations where I know even the people that don't like catcalling would love to be catcalled. But that's not what we are talking about today. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, you know, maybe there's this coworker that is always making sexual compliments, you know, oh my God, fine body, your eyes skinny con. If it gets too much and you don't like it, please feel free to voice it out. There's something I always do with my friends. I have some friends that I always compliment their body because I'm not shy. They are guys. I always compliment their body. But once in a while, I ask them, hope you have no problem with me seeing these things, because it would make me feel bad if I never show consideration in that aspect, if I never cared about how they feel, how they receive the compliments I'm giving. So, you know, these are things that people don't usually consider. We just, in Nigeria, our mouth just, they run. We just see things anyhow. And, you know, we just be like, you should be okay with it. No, you're allowed to not be okay. even if it's a nickname, there are some nicknames that if you start calling me that nickname, I'll be like, what? My students wanted to start calling me Mr. D. I changed it for all of them. Even the ones that, I changed it for, even teachers, I changed it for all of them. Don't call me Mr. D, call me Daniel. Or call me Briggs. I don't allow my students to call me uncle. I am not your relative. Call me Mr. Daniel. Finish. Don't call me master. This is not a slave, master-slave employment scheme or pyramid scheme or whatever we want to call it. Call me Mr. Daniel. Or I allow some students to call me Briggs. That's it. That's it. Sincerely, that's it. Maintain boundaries, you understand? When people keep violating your boundaries, don't just keep quiet. Don't just be like, you know how he is now, you understand? You just, thank you very much. That's how, hand on knee. Instead of you to slap the hand away, you'll be like, it's just innocent. The thing climb up small to lap. Instead of you to slap it, you'll be like, he's just kidding. The thing, and okay, let me stop there before somebody come and attacks me. But anyway, those are the five boundaries that, you know, people usually have: emotional, material, time and energy, mental and physical. And all of them are constantly being violated in Nigeria. Nigerians, like I said, we don't like boundaries. We love our individual self. Hey, Jesus. What did I just say? As Nigerians, we love our individual self, yeah. But at the same time, we don't love our individual self enough to keep our boundaries or to respect other people's boundaries. And it's a conversation we need to be having. And it's something that we need to start making constant change towards. You understand? So that's basically it. So that's all, folks. Hey, see one rat that just ran past me. Hey, Jesus. Oh, my Lord. So that's all, folks. Thank you very much for listening up to this point. Thank you very much for, you know, going on this roller coaster journey with me. It's been a journey. This is the 14th episode. And I'm so emotional. I am so blessed. I'm so happy. The last episode did so well. Thank you so very much to every single person that shared, that listened again. Thank you for so many people that reached out to me about how great the episode was, about how helped they were. You understand? If you want to reach out to me, in the description of this episode, you see a link to send me a voice message on the Anchor app. Whatever podcast app you're using, please subscribe to it. If you are not subscribed already, you know, like the episode. If you can put a review down, put a review on social media. If you're going to talk about this episode, if you're going to share the link, always add hashtag Volatile Times with Daniel. You can always please also follow me on Instagram and Twitter. The handle is at Daniel Briggs. Briggs is spelled B-R-I-G-G-Z at Daniel Briggs. And I would love to hear from you. You can always send me a mail. In the description of this episode, you also find my mail, altdanbriggs@gmail.com. Send me a mail. I would love to hear from you. I'd love to speak with you. I'm planning on having a mail list very soon so that I can get more in touch with the Volatile community. That's you guys, the Fluid Gang. I think that name is going to stick. Anyway, please share this episode again. Support your guy, you understand? Share this episode, like, put a review down, play with your family members, listen with people, subscribe on your friend's phone, make sure they listen to it, plug their egg. Okay, let me stop. Bye-bye.